Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, Norfolk, Virginia. I'm Hunter Hughes, and you know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And boy, do we have an acoustic session for you here today, because we have, for the very first time together, Michael Lilly and Louis McGee here on the show. They've been here separately, but never together at the same time. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing great. I don't know about Mike, but I am. I'm cranking.
Good morning. Good morning, Hunter.
What would you guys like to play first? Now, we might explain to people that we're going to be talking a lot about Robin Thompson, who passed away 10 years ago on Friday. And we're going to be talking about him, and we're also going to be talking about the famous Unknowns and playing some music of theirs. But we also have some live music, and Mr. Michael Lilly, I think, is going to lead us off.
Yes, thank you, Hunter. So this first tune was on the famous Unknowns record, and it's called A Childhood Dream, or as Lewis likes to call it, A Childhood Friend. My imaginary childhood friend.
Did I play on this, Mike?
No. Did you play on the record at all?
I just showed up with pizza.
You can see we're going to have a long acoustic session here. Here's Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Days of the wild old west. It's a chance to believe a childhood dream, the one that every boy knew the best. Maybe I would play the piano, honky-tonk saloon, a little whiskey on my breath, and just a little out of tune. At closing time I'd settle up, just as they dim the light, and spend it all on a game of cards or a woman for the night. Would I one day have lived in the days of the wild old west? It's a chance to redeem a childhood dream, the one that every boy knew the best. Well, I might have been a family man, we lived our family land, with two sons and a daughter, and a wife to hold my hand. A piece of sky in North Montana, 40 miles from town. And every night I thank the Lord when I lay my children down. I lay them down. Could have been an outlaw, a man on the run, a man who spoke his mind with the trigger of a gun. From town to town with reputation never far behind. Life could turn to death any day or any time. What I'd give to one day have lived in the days of the wild old west. It's a chance to redeem a childhood dream, where a boy was not a man until the test.
And Louis McGee here on a Sunday morning for you.
And the crowd goes mild.
By the way,
who wrote that? Who's that?
By the way, this show is up on Facebook right now. We're doing a live thing on Facebook. So if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends.
Maybe. Let's see what it looks like first. It is Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Hello, listeners.
Well, let's start with the Famous Unknowns, which you just did a song from. The album came out in 1996. Is that right? And actually took about a couple of years to do?
I think it came out around 94, maybe.
It did come out.
I don't know about a couple of years. We really were kind of getting together on, if I remember, Monday nights.
Monday nights.
It was a night that Lou had off, and I was living in Nashville, and I would fly to D.C. to play with SGGL and always just extend the trip. Mm-hmm. And we'd do a little bit of studio work, and, you know, we really worked on it. I think we did some individual work on it, too, when all three of us couldn't be together. But the majority of it was done with the three of us and then Carlos Chafin, who was Robin's
plus
partner.
Plus, the studio was like a partner in it. It was the three of us, and the studio was a partner in it.
In Your Ear is the name of the studio.
In Your Ear, yeah. Robin's studio.
Yeah. He's still there.
Yeah, Carlos is. Absolutely.
He produces there, I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we produced the record, and Carlos was a co-producer on this project. And then Paul Brusky engineered a lot of the record, too.
And we did it on Monday night. I mean, I think we'd start because they like to use the downtime in the studio to record us. Sometimes I'd drive from Chesapeake to Richmond, get there at 8 o'clock, I guess, and we'd play until midnight or so.
And you'd go back, and I would spend the night at Robin's place, and then fly out on Tuesday or something back to Nashville.
I was driving back to Chesapeake that night.
Yeah, so we really put it together in little pieces, and. It was a great way to make, you know, you can kind of make a record where you just hunker down for 3 weeks or 2 months, depending on your budget and what you're doing, and really just stay after it, or you can do it in little bits and pieces and, you know, have the chance to kind of let it sort of percolate and kind of listen
which
to it.
Which is a good thing and a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
Because
you
go back to it and you go, oh, gosh, absolutely. I don't even like that song anymore. I'm so sick of me.
Yeah. Well, what made you guys decide to do this in the first place, to come together, the three of you? It was kind of like a super group at the time, I think, wasn't it?
Well, we'd done a couple of singer-songwriter nights along with Kyle Davis. It was like the four of us where we in the round.
Rogues,
we did it at Rogues
Gallery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just had a great time. Everything was improvisational. Robin would do a song. We'd jam to that and vice versa. Everybody had to a turn at the mic.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had so much fun doing it, and we did a couple of those shows. Mm. And then Robin suggested, really, because he owned the studio, he said, hey, we could, you know, why don't we do something together and see if we can market it and just have fun. And each of us contributed four songs, I believe it was, right?
We did, yeah. And we had such a great turnout. We realized that we were drawing from different followings and different sort of styles of music. And there was no exclusion of Kyle, but Kyle was at the time working on some deals and you know, had some national attention and had Don Dixon that he was working with. And so it didn't make sense for Kyle to be on this indie project so much. But
yeah, he had commitments, I think, that was legally stuff.
So. I think, yeah, exactly. And there were songs that he probably didn't want to record and, you know, save them for his thing. I'm still very, very close friends with Kyle. I just stayed at his place down in the Outer Banks a couple nights ago, and he's still a great friend and just a great songwriter and singer.
He's a great musician, man.
Yeah.
You aren't kidding.
Yeah, good
Lord. He's been on the show.
If I could sing like that, I'd just walk around singing to myself all day.
If I could sing like that, I probably would have made some money doing this.
Instead of the dozens of dollars you did make. You did okay, Lou. You're still doing okay.
Well, who came up with the name, The Famous Unknowns? Because it is quite clever, I would say.
I think Robin did, didn't he?
I came up with the unknown part.
Yeah, and I guess I was secondly unknown, and Robin was more of the
You were both famous
part.
And unknown, and Robin was famous, yeah. So collectively, it sort of worked out.
Well, he wasn't exactly unknown at the time.
No, that's what I mean, Robin. He was the famous one.
Yeah, he was. Had he put out Two Bees?
Oh, yeah. A long time ago. Yeah, that was in the 70s, I believe.
Early 80s. Late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah. I lose track of time. I'm getting so old here, but...
Well, you're in good company.
Yeah. You don't know yet, trust me.
Did you guys ever discuss doing a second album?
No. Honest answer, no.
You know what? I had to think about that. I don't remember. I think we were pretty much done with it. It was actually kind of complicated logistically, trying to get all of us together at a certain time when we could do what we needed to do in an artistic way. And then we kind of, just went on and continued doing our single individual stuff.
Well, I kept Robin and I wrote a couple songs on. I had a couple songs on one or two of his records, and he co-wrote a couple of songs that ended up on one of my records. So, you know, and I would go and open for him occasionally when he was playing solo, and then, which is how I first became friends with Robin, and then he would invite me up to back him up on guitar. In fact, the version that you play of Bright Eyes from the Studio A.
Yes.
And I had never heard that until you played it on your show, and that's what sort of prompted me to give you a buzz and say, man, we should come in and celebrate Robin because it's coming up on 10 years. But
you know what we did do was we continued to gig together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Robin and I would do some gigs if Mike wasn't around. If we did the three of us, we did Harbor Fest,
did?
I think, one year. Anyway, we would continue to do maybe two gigs a year or something like that.
Yeah, we played down at the beach, at that beach stage. There's a picture of us with Robin playing the Zong Luan that I posted the other day on the Book of Faces.
And we really did stay in touch. In fact, I played with Robin up in Ashland, one of his last gigs, little did I know. And had a great time. You know, I just said, hey, look, I'll drive up there. I'll play for free. I just want to open the show for you if you want some company, and I'll sit in with you if you want. And
Well, it must have surprised you guys that the 10-year anniversary was rolling around.
Man, really did.
Could have told me it was 2 years ago, and I would have believed it. And but 10 just seems so massive.
It does. It seems like a long...
Of course, all the numbers are incongruent at this point.
Seems like it's all kind of telescoped together somehow.
Absolutely. Especially when it comes to losing your friends and musicians that you've worked with. You know, I know you and I, Hunter, knew Tom Prasada Rao dearly.
Yes,
And that's only been a year and a half, but it all sort of just kind of falls together when you start thinking about, man, I just miss that person. And, you know, whether it's been 10 or 20 years or 2 years, and they're just only here in spirit anymore. But, you know, with guys like Robin and Tom and other friends, we've got their music. You know?
Yes, I was about to say, luckily they left us a lot to remember them by.
Indeed.
And we are going to get to Robin singing here on the show here in just a little bit. Now, you brought something of Robin's here with you, Michael.
I did.
Why don't you show that off? And by the way, I've got your guitar down. So
I'm muted?
Okay,
great. Thank you.
If you want to change now. And I'm really glad you brought this with you, because Robin would bring it here to the studio, and back when we were on the coast, he would bring it with him, and he got it in China, and what a beautiful instrument. I guess that's, you call that a mandolin?
Well, it's the name of it is a Zong Ruan. It's one word, Zong Ruan, but I think to shorten it, most folks just call it a zong, Z-H-O-N-G.
Yeah.
It's a four-string instrument that's... It's got two Gs and two Ds, so... There you go. And that's Lewis's guitar behind it. This is going to be the first time we've played this together. But
I don't know this song.
Well, good. You're perfect for the job.
Is it any good?
We might explain that this is off of your album, Atlantic Avenue, this song that you're going to play.
Ashland Avenue.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
Ashland Avenue,
And yes, it is. And this was gifted to me from Vicki, Robin's wife, last year. I played a gig in Richmond and spent the night at their house, which I have done many times. They have a basement bedroom that has no windows, and they call it the
sleep disorder clinic. Sleep disorder, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, you have no idea what time of day it is in there. It's great. And the next day when I was leaving, Vicki said, I've come to the place where I've felt like it's time to give away some of Robin's instruments, and I'd like to, you know, show you a couple and let you pick one. And, man, I was really touched, and this was among the instruments. And as you know, I live in a pretty small RV and travel around. I barely have room for like a loaf of bread in there sometimes.
Yeah.
But I was just so touched to be offered this. And I think she was happy about it because she knew I would play it, not hanging on a wall somewhere. For one, I don't have a wall. Number two, it's such an interesting instrument.
I've got room for it in my house.
Yeah, yeah, no. So, I don't think it was offered to you.
It wasn't offered to me. Yeah.
So you play it on a song on Ashland Avenue, the new album that you've done.
Yeah.
Which song is it?
It's called I've Already Been. And Lou and I are going to take a stab at it right now, if that's all right.
All right. Here is Michael Lilly and Louis McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise.
You ready, Lou?
Let's try it. Let's see.
G minor, right? Don't confuse me.
Okay.
2 D. Well, we made it through the winter night. Work was slow and the money tight. Beans and rice, Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. All that we can do is the best we can. A country life, a simple plan. Wait it out with me, I'll stay right here. I'd hope someday you might forgive the way I was, the way I lived. We'd have to go way back to understand. 'Cause there are things below the waterline that only surface when it's time. Right now seems that time's in high demand. We'll wait for the changes, they're sure to come around. I know you're getting restless. This world can bring you down. But baby, I've been there before. I'm sure we'll go again. There's nothing they can do to me, 'cause I've already been. Just trying to make a friend. Go, Louie. It seems like only yesterday the wind was cold and the clouds were gray. Now it's friendly weather under sunny skies. The river's rising up the banks and I'm on my knees giving thanks. It's all unfolding right before my eyes. So wait for the changes, they're sure to come around. I know you're getting restless. And this world will bring you down. But baby, I've been there before. I'm sure we'll go again. There's nothing they can do to me, 'cause
as I've already been. Ain't nothing they can do to me, I've already been.
Hunter at Sunrise, Michael Lilly and Louis McGee, and that's on Michael Lilly's latest album, Ashland Avenue, and what a beautiful instrument, too.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, and Robin explained to me that he got that in China. He would go over there to different countries in the Far East, I guess, on some sort of exchange thing, right? It was like a music exchange.
It was, and he was performing, and he actually brought two of these back. The other one is a much larger, tuned a lot lower, and so you know they're tuned in as far as the intervals. I think they're tuned the same, but it's pitched down. This is in like a G,
yeah,
it's a low G. So I think the other one is tuned down another fifth. But
I think we were out of tune on it too.
Oh,
you were not.
As you should be.
Lewis,
well, it's a tricky instrument to tune because you can see these tuners are. I mean, they're not exactly the geared tuners that we're used to.
You need a wrench for those things.
Yeah. Well, they're just really. Very vulnerable. kind of like you, Louis.
Louis, for someone who didn't know the tune, you did it better than some people who do know the tune. So that was really quite amazing.
Stop it, Hunter.
How's that for a backhand? You did it better than 30% of the other people. So Chris...
Better than somebody who doesn't play at all.
Then my niece, my great niece. So you actually... Chris Rosser did this record with me, and he played an Indian instrument on it called a dotar, which is a really interesting fretless banjo-type instrument from India. And we think maybe this is the only song out there with Zong and dotar, which is actually the name of Louis and my duo.
It could be today for sure.
Well, I wanted to, before we leave this, I wanted to play something by the Famous Unknowns off of the record, some songs that Robin actually did. I guess he wrote them as well. And so, if you guys want to listen with me for this particular song, it's called "If It Wasn't for You." This is Robin Thompson and the Famous Unknowns here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Help
That's so great to hear his voice.
Isn't it?
I got to tell you, when I made my trips up to Richmond to do our recordings, I would vocalize on the whole trip. You know, I had 2 hours to get my voice warmed up. I'd go in there and still sound, struggle to hit the notes. And Robin would be back there just kind of hanging out, laying on the couch and go, okay, Robin, it's your turn. And he'd get out there and just go,
He was
perfect.
Eat a piece of pizza, smoke a cigarette, and then go in and just sing like that.
I remember telling him one time, I said, can you sing a ninth? I forgot what song we were doing. I wanted to do the ninth note, you know, to get that real nice polychord thing. Mm-hmm. He said, don't tell me what it is nine. Just play it. I'll sing it. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. man, you know, this is, like Lou said, it's so great to hear his voice. And it was amazing to me that just the way that through a night, and you know, he'd get on that Sweet Virginia Breeze and hold that note for, you know, an eternity.
Yes,
on the break part. And but whether it was a ballad like that, or Boy from Boston, or Bright Eyes, or one of his rockers, man, he was really a special singer and songwriter too. Great songwriter.
And I might point out that song, Sweet Virginia Breeze, is still the state song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like a thing. There's another one, To the Sound of Shenandoah,
yeah,
that is also the state song, but we have Sweet Virginia Breeze as the state song of Virginia, I think.
And that was so good that happened while he was still with us, I believe, right?
There was a ceremony and everything down at the state capitol for him.
That was such a fun session. I remember, I still think that's about my favorite little acoustic solo I've ever played on a session on that tune, because it's two parts. I was trying to do that sort of Boston Tom Scholz thing where he just harmonized with himself, you know, and it was just such a great time to make that record. And we had a few guests on it. Rusty and Tom from SGGL came and sang harmony on it.
Carlos not only engineered, well, he wasn't engineering, but he
played the keys.
He played the keys, and he did a lot of the drum
Some of the
stuff,
drum
programming. And
yeah.
Well, he really sort of did the format. He did a lot of the arranging of the song.
Yeah, essentially he was really probably the lead producer. Yeah. And then the three of us would have
Guys, I am about to turn into a pumpkin, and unfortunately, we have to wrap this up. But thank you so much for coming down here today.
Thank you, Hunter.
I really appreciate it. And we're going to end with another song with Robin Thompson on the lead vocal of the Famous Unknowns. And really appreciate everyone listening here this morning. This is an important one for us. So here's Robin Thompson with the Famous Unknowns. You guys have a good day. You've been listening to Hunter at Sunrise here on 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio, Norfolk, Virginia, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
Left him cold, and it ain't no joke. She didn't give him no reason why, and now it's driving him crazy. Has anybody seen her? We gotta get the girl to come back home. Stevie's losing it fast. He's driving me nuts on the telephone. I don't know why all this started. I don't really care. All I know is the poor boy's going crazy. Whatever it is, it'll get worked out, cause there's nothing beyond repair. Nothing's gonna happen till we get that girl back home. Oh no. Has anybody seen Stevie's girl?
Has anybody seen her?
Does anybody know just where she's back home? Stevie got a broken heart. Steve is hurting real bad. Said he lost the best thing he ever had. She didn't give him no reason why. She just walked on out the door. Has anybody seen her? We gotta get the girl to come back home. Cause Stevie's losing it fast. He's driving me nuts on the telephone. Has anybody seen Stevie's girl?
broken heart.
Where she's going, has anybody seen Stevie's girl? We gotta get her back home.